Matthew 16:13 is correct or not. Why don't you just join the church, pick up a weapon, and join us in the fight? We're all fighting the same enemies. And leave the pride at the at the door. And that is an exhortation for many, because I get email every single day. I'll get email after this. Well, you and your guests just proved why no one's going to convert to you to the Catholic Church. I'm like, no. Me and my guest just proved that that faith is still being defended today. And you ought to join us in defending it. That's what we proved. And that's what I hope to accomplish every day. How about you?
Well, of course. I really think that a lot of people who are on the fence, who are scandalized by the behavior of the Pope and the bishops and certain priests, who would otherwise come into the church, they get it on one sense, but then they don't on another. Because if they're conflicted. On the one hand, they say, well, obviously I believe in what the Catholic Church teaches, and I think that that's where I'm supposed to be. But on the other hand, they're scandalized by the actions of these individuals, and so they think, well, if that's the case, then maybe that's not the truth. But they don't really think that, because they wouldn't have considered the church as a place to come home to if that was the case. So the conflict in their mind, being scandalized by the actions of these prelates and the actions of these clergymen, kind of undermines their own conviction regarding truth. And I think that it goes back to what Pontius Pilate said, veritas, what is veritas, what is truth, quid est veritas. And we have to ask them the same thing, you know, our Protestant friends, you know, what is truth? Because if the truth is that the Catholic Church is the bride of Christ, the inviolate bride of Christ, and if the sacraments are truly conferred through the church, then there is no other place to be. I like the example of Samson, because Samson, he is a type of both the church and of Christ. Samson had 7 locks of hair.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people just think, oh, he had long hair. No, he very specifically had 7 locks. And those 7 locks, they were bound, and he had immeasurable strength as long as he had those 7 locks of hair on his head.
7.
Maintained 7.
7.
And he maintained the secret of his strength until he was tricked by a woman. And he wasn't really tricked. He just kind of decided that he was going to trust her because he was dumb. But he went ahead and told her the secret of his strength, and the enemies came in and they cut off the locks, and suddenly his strength was gone. This is what happens when you commit mortal sin. You lose the 7 virtues, but you also lose the 7 sacraments. And so the loss of those graces, the loss of those sacraments, is the loss of the church. If you are not with the church, you do not have those 7 sacraments, and therefore you do not have the same strength of the church that is conferred by God. And so Samson, what else happens? He is blinded. And what happens when we commit mortal sin? What happens when we no longer have the sacraments? We also are blind. So when you start looking at this example and you start thinking about how the Old Testament types point to the church, point to the mystical body of Christ, point to the 7 sacraments, all of it starts to make sense. What was baptism? Baptism goes all the way back to the crossing of the river, or crossing the Red Sea. Okay, it's a reminder. It's also pointing back at the flood of Noah, that water is a purifier. It purifies the impurities of original sin and of any sins registered all the way up until that point. But the sacraments are all rooted in the Old Testament. All of the types are there if you know how to find them and if you know and understand how to read them. But that's where we have authority, right? We have to have an authority that helps us to interpret it. Otherwise, you wind up with the situation of 2 Baptists hanging out on a bridge. One of them says, hey, I'm a Baptist. And the other one says, yeah, me too. Oh, great. Oh, I go to the Missouri, the Southern Synod of whatever. Oh, yeah, me too. Well, which parish are you part of? Oh, I'm the one on the south side of the street. Oh, you heretic, and pushes him in the water. You wind up with a situation where anybody can come up with their own interpretation, and then you wind up being your own authority unto yourself, and nobody has the truth. You're all blind. You have to have one binding light that brings us to the truth so that we can all see it, so we can all understand it, and so that we're all speaking the same language. That's what authority is all about.